Welcome to Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. This show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. You can get more information on the web at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. Today, we are very lucky to have with us Eddie Z. Eddie is a musician, an entrepreneur, and a survivor. Owner of The Playroom and the Playroom Academy of Music, Eddie is also a musician and a member of the band Charity Case. In part one of our interview series with Eddie, he walked us through how his business survived his kidney failure diagnosis. He explained how the systems he had built became the strong foundation that allowed his business to grow, even when he was not able to be there. Today, Eddie is going to tell us about his search to find a kidney donor. His story is absolutely fascinating. Let's switch gears just a little bit then, and please do tell me about your diagnosis. Tell me what happened in your personal life in the last 3 years, because it's been a huge roller coaster.
Yes, it has been. So as a male over 40 years old, I typically went for blood work twice a year. And while my health wasn't great, it was okay, but I suffered from typical workaholic stuff, working 80 hours a week, 70 hours a week, not taking enough time to smell the roses, all that kind of stuff. And in January of 2012, I had just done blood work, and I get a call from my doctor's office, and it says, they say, you need to come in and see us right now. And I had a national artist in. I don't remember who it was, but it was someone major. Might have been Usher. I'm not sure. Excuse me. And I was like, I can't come in right now. I'm busy. I'm booked. And they're like, no, you really need to come in now. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't. And I hung up the phone and went about my day. And about 15 minutes later, I said, you know, I've kind of been dealing with this doctor's office for a long time, and they've never once called me and said, come in now. So I called them back, and I called Vicky, my significant other, and I said, hey, this is what's going on, and maybe I should go in. And she said, yeah, maybe you should go in. So long story short, I went in, and they said, there's something really troubling about your kidney function. It's not good, and you need to go see a nephrologist. And I had never heard that word before. A nephrologist is a doctor who specializes in kidney function.
Okay.
And on January 18th of 2012, I went and saw a specialist, a nephrologist, and this guy read me the Riot Act. I have never, as an adult, been talked to like I was talked to by this man.
Wow.
He really chewed me up and spit me out, and he blasted me. How could I not be taking care of this? Don't you know you're diabetic? Don't you know you have high blood pressure? All this stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have any of that. And, I mean, he really... I had been a little boy maybe the last time someone ever addressed me that way. And it didn't go over real well. But
I'm
I got
sure.
the message really. Yeah. I got the message and they did more tests, and they basically told me I had maybe 20% of my kidney function left. And I was stunned. I was devastated. That was in January. Then they ran some more tests, and of course my lifestyle changed that day. To be honest, my eating got clean, and I started exercising, and we were doing all the right things, and maybe a week went by, and they called me back, and they said, you know what, it wasn't as bad as we thought. You probably have 25-30% of your function left. You got 10 good years. You just need to monitor this, keep making the changes you're making, keep your blood sugar down, lose the weight you need to lose, and you'll be fine. Okay, well, so it was
that's
a
much
roller
better
coaster.
News.
Yeah, it was much better news. So we were doing all the right things and doing all, doing what we were supposed to do. And I went back for my 6-month checkup at the beginning of July. And on July 3rd, I went in to meet with the same guy who had just shredded me. And, he told me, you're in stage 5 renal failure, and you're going to die. You
oh
have
my
to start
gosh,
dialysis.
And it went that bad.
Yeah, it went that fast. And
wow.
He said, you have to start dialysis immediately. And I
oh
didn't even
gosh.
Know what dialysis was. Yeah. It gets worse. I said to him, well, I'm not starting dialysis immediately. I need time to chew on this. And I also had to leave that meeting, and I had to drive to Charlotte Motor Speedway and play a show with my band in front of 40,000 people after just being told that I was going to die.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah. So I walked in backstage to our trailer on site, and I guess I was pale. And Ace said to me, Ace is the singer in my band Charity Case, and he said to me, what's wrong with you? And I said, I was just told I'm going to die. And he said, what? And,
oh, my gosh. What was that moment like, having to tell someone that you've been...
Yeah, it was it blindsided all of us. And it was, I can't even tell you, but I went out and I played the show because I had no choice. And,
right.
And I had said to the doctor, you know, because I'm a little bit of a defiant person, and I had said to him, well, what if I don't start dialysis? And he said, you'll be dead in 8 days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That must have really, truly rocked your world. There's you thought you were on the right path. You were doing what you were supposed to be doing, and boom, it all went wrong.
Yeah. So Vicki and I, we went away just to gather our thoughts. I said, if we're going to embark on this, I got to get my head together. And we went away for a couple of days and just tried to digest it. And we got back on Monday. I had a heart catheter put in because when you need to start dialysis, they have to find a way to get blood in and out of your body. And we're not wired for that. We're not built that way. So
okay.
When people know dialysis is coming, they can have something called a fistula, an access put into their arms that allow, you're talking about an unbelievably fast transfer of blood, like 1 liter a minute. And our veins
wow.
are not
okay.
equipped to handle that. Yeah, I know more about this than I ever wanted to know, but
essentially, we have some family that's had the fistula put in, and so we've been told that that is to help with the process, so that if they ever need to be at that place, that it will make it much less painful.
Pretty much. Those are for people that have warning. For people that don't have warning, like me, you can't do a fistula because a fistula takes time to mature, and I didn't have time. I would have been dead. So they basically went right into my chest and put a line right into my carotid artery, into my heart, and hanging out of my chest, and they plugged me into a machine that way.
Wow.
And that was the scariest moment of my life, to be honest, was my first day on dialysis.
I can only imagine, especially for a person as active as you are, both in the community and in your businesses and with your family, to go from that to being hooked up to something and not able to go anywhere.
Yeah, well, dialysis was 4 hours at a time, 3 days a week. And
oh, my goodness.
And it was it's a brutal process. I once figured it out, Michelle. I had a excuse me. On dialysis, and we're not talking about the time it takes to heal or the prep time and all that stuff. We'll leave that out of it. Just the time on the machine, you lose 80 work days a year. 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most small business owners are lucky if they get away for a long weekend on vacation, let alone immediately you're going to be out for 80 days doing something that you really don't want to have to do.
Exactly. And it's a horrendous process. It was really clear to me early on that this is a process that people need to know about because it's antiquated. The technology hasn't really changed in 40 years. And it's barbaric, to be honest. That's using the words of one of my doctors. It is a barbaric process. I was on dialysis for a year before I told anybody outside of my immediate family and my band because I couldn't. I'm sorry.
No, please. Go ahead.
I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't express. I knew people would want to ask me questions that I couldn't answer because I couldn't discuss it without breaking down. And so I didn't tell anybody. And I went to such extremes for not telling anybody that, and this, looking back on this, this is really lunacy, but I played shows in Charity Case, big shows, with a heart catheter hanging out of my chest. And,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
that
with,
is insanity.
With a doctor and a nurse on premises in case I fell out during the show. And
oh
there
my
were shows
goodness.
There were shows that I played that I was so sick that behind my amplifier was buckets, 5-gallon buckets. And in between songs, I'd go behind my amp and I'd throw up. And then I'd go back out, play more of the show. And the audience never knew. And
That is dedication like I've never heard.
I would use the word insane. But Michelle, I was really dead set on the fact that this was not going to stop me. Like if I couldn't do the things I wanted to do and the things that were important to me, then I was just going to give up and this was going to take me out. And that's not how I do things. So
wow.
I went an entire year playing shows on dialysis and before I ever went public. And then
so
when
then
I
you
finally
made
got
that
enough,
decision.
I'm sorry?
To go public. You finally made the decision you were going to go public. What made you do that?
Well, honestly, two things made me do it. Number one, and I'd like to think this was the most important thing. Number one was people need to know about what this horrible disease is and how it really can be avoided and what a treacherous, horrible path dialysis is. It's really life support. And there's so much that is not available. So I really want, I felt like I had a platform from which to talk about this and I wanted to use it. So that was one. And shortly behind that, quite frankly, Michelle, I needed a kidney. I was going to die on a machine. Your life expectancy on a dialysis machine is maybe 3 to 5 years. And even after a year, my organs were starting to fail. Things in my body were already shutting down. So it was partially to raise awareness and partially to get me a transplant. And so almost a year to the day, I went on the radio on the Ace and TJ show, which is broadcast in 12 states to 350,000 people. And I told Charity Case fans and fans of the show that not only was I deathly ill, but I had been playing all these shows that they were seeing me play with a wire coming out of my chest that was going right to my heart. And I needed a kidney or I was going to die.
Fan of both Ace and TJ and Charity Case, so I was following that. I did unfortunately miss that interview, but I followed that when it was going on, and it was really remarkable, that's for sure.
Well, it stunned a lot of people because, like I said, outside of my immediate family, my Charity Case family, I had not told anybody. And that really started a whole bunch of advocacy stuff that I wanted to do that was important to me. We launched a website at that time. It doesn't no longer exist, but it was called EddieZNeedsAKidney.com. And we sold bracelets, and we just really raised awareness about being a donor. And we had so many people say they wanted to be a donor. As a matter of fact, CMC got 11 donor packs sent into them within, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. And they were blown away because they could go a year without getting 11 donors. But nobody matched. I can tell you so many stories. But nothing worked out. You have to be really healthy to be a donor. And so I spent a year. So this is 2 years total on dialysis. And we just weren't getting anywhere. We had a lot of interest, and we were touching a lot of people. We were definitely raising awareness. We were doing all the right things, but I was still dying.
Oh my goodness.
One day I came home from work, And I sat down, and Vicky, my life partner, she said to me, just sort of casually, she said, "Hey, we're a match." And I said, "Of course we're a match. We've been together 10 years at this point, and things are going great." She's like, no, you dummy. She's like, "I can be your donor." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And behind my back, she had filled out all the paperwork and had blood samples and started the testing process, and they had her approved her. It's like just a one in bajillion odds that she was my match, and she was in perfect health. And 5 months later, the testing process is unbelievable. But 5 months later, in May 2014, I was transplanted, and Vicky was my donor.
Now, the odds are truly what you said. I did a little bit of research on that when I read it, and it is completely remarkable that Vicky would be a match.
Yes, it's very, very unlikely, to say the least. And so in May 2014, we really thought I was good.
Right.
The transplant took place. We were, we expected some bumpy roads. I had done a lot of research on how this goes. And, it's not really all that smooth, but we had no idea. We had no idea what I was really in store for.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Eddie. It is truly remarkable, and I'm still in shock that Vicky was your donor. What Eddie didn't know after his transplant was that his real struggle was just beginning. In the last interview with Eddie, he's going to share what happened after that transplant, a story that is literally one in a million. You will not want to miss how he managed to turn his struggle into a very public education program, so stay tuned for part 3 of our interview series with Eddie. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at carolinabusinessonfire.com. Just a reminder, this show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. You can get more information at oianc.com.